Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, you know how sometimes you have that neighbor that just like, it takes things a little too far.
Yeah.
Well, today's deep dive is about that.
Okay.
A neighbor who takes things way too far.
Oh boy.
You ready for this?
Absolutely. I'm ready to dive in.
Okay, so we're looking at this letter sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay.
And it's about this older woman. Her name's Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And her neighbor, Chad.
Okay.
Now, Sam,
yeah,
she lives with a disability. And so she built this gate,
yeah,
right, for easier access to the road behind her property.
Makes sense.
Yeah, totally reasonable, right?
Oh, yeah, on the surface, absolutely. It's her property. She can, you know, she can improve access. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets messy.
Okay.
Chad, who lives across the street, mm-hmm, has had this grudge against Sam's family, like, for decades.
Oh, wow.
And so this gate,
yeah,
it becomes like his personal battleground.
Oh, really?
Literally.
The gate itself. Wow. So this seemingly simple act of putting up a gate just triggers this whole chain reaction, huh?
It is. It really is.
Hunting.
And it starts with what we're calling the parking wars.
Oh.
So like anytime Sam needed to use her gate,
mm-hmm,
Chad would on purpose park his truck.
No way.
Right in front of it.
Oh, blocking her in.
Blocking her completely.
Wow.
And get this.
Okay.
He'd leave the engine running.
Just to taunt her.
Just to like add insult to injury.
Wow, that's petty.
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, that detail, that just speaks volumes, right? Wow. This isn't just about inconvenience.
Yeah.
This is about power. This is about control.
Exactly.
Like his actions, they seem calculated, you know?
Oh,
to provoke and to like assert his dominance.
You mentioned control. Like, could this behavior stem from somewhere deeper, you think?
Yeah, potentially.
Like, is he insecure?
Hmm.
Does he have a need to feel superior?
Maybe.
Especially given the history with her family.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very interesting angle.
Yeah.
It's possible that blocking the gate is less about the gate itself.
Right.
And more about him, like, trying to regain some sense of control in his life.
Mm.
You know, maybe it's a way to like right a wrong that he feels he's experienced from the past, you know?
So it's less about parking.
Yeah.
And more about like
settling old scores.
Yeah, settling scores. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it gets worse.
Oh, no.
Much worse.
But worse than the truck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So Chad goes beyond the parking,
mm-hmm,
and he starts leaving like these cruel notes on Sam's door.
Oh, geez.
And like specifically mocking her disability.
That's awful.
He would say things like, Maybe your wheelchair should be parked next to your gate.
Ugh, just...
just awful.
Yeah, this is where it crosses a line, I think.
Right.
He's no longer just being, like, annoying. Mm. He's targeting something that is sensitive and personal to her. He's targeting her vulnerability.
Wow. Like, it's a deliberate attack, you know?
Yeah.
It's designed to just cause her pain, emotional pain.
I mean, it's hard to imagine, right?
Yeah.
Being on the receiving end of that cruelty.
It's terrible.
So, I mean, a lot of people would probably say just ignore it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Chad's actions don't seem like the type of thing that would just stop.
No.
If you ignored them.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
This pattern of behavior,
right,
it doesn't fit the mold of ignore it and it'll go away.
Right.
It's escalating.
Right.
It's getting worse and worse. And that's exactly what happens next.
Oh, good.
The letter writer describes actually seeing Chad aiming a slingshot.
What?
At Sam's dog.
Seriously?
Yeah.
A slingshot.
A slingshot.
This is getting out of hand.
Yeah. Like, he's really escalating things now.
This is, yeah.
I bet everyone's wondering at this point, like, what's Sam's reaction to all this?
Right.
Is she just taking it?
Yeah, what is she doing?
Yeah. Well, imagine being another person living on that street,
yeah,
and witnessing all of this unfold.
Oh, yeah.
It creates this climate of fear. Oh. It makes people nervous to even, like, leave their homes.
Yeah, you're trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like poison spreading through the whole community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just about Sam and Chad anymore. Their
right.
conflict is impacting the entire neighborhood.
Right.
But going back to Sam,
okay.
It's important to remember that she wasn't completely passive in all of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The letter writer actually describes this one moment where she snaps.
She snaps. Okay.
Yeah.
This is where it gets interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So the letter writer see Sam
mm-hmm.
in a moment of just pure frustration, right?
Okay.
Starts smashing her own gate.
Oh, wow.
With a hammer.
Really?
Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
Sam with the hammer.
Yeah.
Chad just, like, leaning on his truck.
This is, oh, wow, that tension.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah, and the letter writer is caught right in the middle of it. Trying to, like, de-escalate this situation
right.
is rapidly spiraling out of control.
Yeah, what would you do?
Oh, man. I don't even know.
I don't know.
It's like you said, a powder keg.
Yeah.
About to explode.
Yeah.
And then twists. The police arrive. Called by Sam.
Okay.
And Chad is taken away for harassment. But the letter writer mentions something very specific.
Oh, no.
About Chad as he's being taken away.
Okay.
He has this look on his face.
Oh, boy.
And it's almost like a promise of more trouble to come.
Oh, that's so unsettling.
It's unsettling. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's not over.
This isn't the end.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
This incident raises a question, though. You know?
Yeah.
What happens next?
Right.
Is this truly over?
Right.
Or is this, like, the beginning of a whole new chapter?
Who knows?
But we'll have to find out next time.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for part two.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll delve a little deeper into the aftermath.
Oh, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So we're left with this question, right?
Right.
Is Chad's arrest, like, the end of the story?
Right.
Or is this just, you know, like, a pause
yeah.
in a much longer saga?
Yeah.
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 It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
But that look on his face.
Right.
That the letter writer describes.
Right.
Oh, man. That definitely makes me think there's more to come.
Yeah, it's like, you know, in those movies where the villain gets, like, hauled off to jail,
yeah.
but you just know, like yeah. they're plotting their revenge.
In their head, they're already thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what's going on in his mind.
Right.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting, I think,
that's
from,
second.
Like, a psychological perspective.
Okay.
The letter mentions this feud, right,
mm-hmm.
between Chad and Sam's family. That goes back decades.
Decades. Wow.
Yeah. It's like,
that's a long time. There's this history of resentment that's been simmering for years.
Wow.
Maybe even, like, festering into something darker.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. So this whole gate thing.
Yeah.
It's not really about parking
mm-hmm.
or property lines or anything like that.
Right.
It's about, like you said, settling some old score.
Yeah, settling scores, yeah.
Getting his revenge.
Yeah, like, maybe he thinks this is his own twisted form of justice.
Right, right.
You know?
And the fact that this has been going on for so long.
Yeah, decades.
Yeah, it makes you think that something else is going on, right?
Right.
Like, deeper.
Yeah, there's something deeper here. It's
yeah.
like he's trapped in this
yeah.
cycle of negativity, and
yeah.
he can't let go of the past.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah, what if it is this, like, deep-seated need for revenge.
Yeah.
Do you think that could explain why it keeps escalating?
Potentially, yeah.
Like, he needs to keep upping the ante.
Yeah, he has to keep pushing it.
To get what he wants, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good observation, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like each act of harassment is just another chapter.
Oh, wait.
In his own personal, like, narrative of retribution.
Wow, yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
That's really good.
Yeah, which is interesting because ultimately he's the one
right.
who ends up getting arrested.
Arrested, yeah.
So it really backfired.
It did backfire.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of ironic.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that brings us to another layer of this whole thing.
Okay.
You know, the role of the law and the community
right.
in situations like this. Yeah. I mean, so often
yeah.
the advice that people are given is just like, oh, ignore it.
Yeah, ignore it, it'll go away.
Yeah.
But in this case,
yeah.
it wasn't working.
Clearly not. Ignoring it did nothing.
Right.
It just let it get worse.
And ignoring things, like, rarely works.
Yeah. Right? Right, yeah. It rarely just magically makes it go away.
Yeah, you have to take action.
Sometimes you do, yeah.
But, I mean, imagine, like, how hard it must have been for Sam.
Yeah.
To keep calling the police.
Right.
I mean, it takes a lot of courage to stand up to someone like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when you're worried about them retaliating.
Yeah. That's a valid fear.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's always that fear that calling the police
yeah.
can make it worse.
Right, make him angrier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That he might become even more vindictive.
Right.
So that's why it's so important to document everything.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, you've got to have evidence
yeah.
to support your claims.
Which is exactly what the letter writer did, right?
Exactly.
They were like a key witness.
Yes, exactly.
So they were able to provide that context and corroborate what Sam was saying.
Yeah, their account really helped the police
right.
understand how serious this was and the history behind it all.
Right, right.
Yeah, it brings us to the critical role that the community plays in all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the letter writer was crucial.
Right.
But what about the other neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like for them?
Right.
Just, you know, living with this
right.
constant tension, fear.
Yeah, what Chad's going to do next.
Exactly. Or, it's got to take a toll.
Oh, yeah. Imagine, like, being a parent.
Oh, yeah.
And having to explain to your kids why they can't play outside.
Yeah.
Because the neighbor might shoot at their dog with a slingshot.
Right?
It's like...
It's scary.
Scary.
Yeah, and it creates this lack of trust.
Right.
It erodes that sense of safety that should be there in a neighborhood.
Right, in a community.
Yeah, it's like a poison. It spreads.
Totally.
Yeah, you're right. It's like this vicious cycle. The conflict keeps escalating.
Mm-hmm.
The community just, like, withdraws. And then the victim is just left feeling... alone and vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can be done
right.
to break that cycle?
Yeah. What can we learn from this?
Yeah. Like, how can we prevent these situations
right.
from getting so out of control in the first place?
Yeah.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is.
And that's what we're going to be exploring in the final part.
Gosh, I care. Looking forward to it.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's like, even though Chad's been arrested.
Yeah.
There's still this feeling of like...
Unease. Yeah, like.
Yeah, like what happens now?
What's next?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the storm has passed, but you can still feel it.
You can feel in the air, yeah.
Yeah, that electricity.
So, like, what does this actually mean for Sam?
Yeah.
Like, is she safe now?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, getting arrested was a wake-up call for Chad, right?
Right.
Like, maybe this is the thing he needed.
Yeah, to realize he's gone too far.
To change, yeah.
Yeah, to change, exactly.
Yeah.
But we also have to be, like...
Realistic,
yeah, about his history. Yeah. Like, this pattern of behavior, it's...
It's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, he started with these little comments, right?
Uh-huh.
Then it was the paintball gun, and then blocking the gate.
Right, right.
And then he even, like... threatened her dog
with the slingshot.
Yeah, like every time he just
keeps pushing it.
Yeah, pushing it further and further.
Yeah, and so I mean, Sam can't just assume it's over.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
She has to be proactive.
Yeah.
About protecting herself.
Yeah, what can she do?
I mean, there's lots of things, right? Security cameras.
Okay.
Motion activated lights.
Yeah.
Maybe even like personal alarm system.
Right. Okay. So those are like practical steps.
Yeah.
But like, what about the neighborhood?
Right.
Like, how does a whole neighborhood recover from something like this?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Is there like a collective trauma?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, the whole thing has really shown how fragile their community is.
Right.
Like, the neighbors might be afraid to even, like, talk to each other now because they don't want to be the next target.
Yeah.
Yeah, it creates this atmosphere of, like...
Yeah,
fear and suspicion.
And it's not just about protecting themselves from Chad.
Right.
It's about, like, rebuilding that trust.
Yeah, rebuilding that sense of safety.
Yeah.
And that takes time.
It does, yeah.
And effort. It starts with communication, right? Like neighbors actually talking to each other, sharing their concerns.
Supporting each other.
Exactly, yeah.
Turning that fear into action.
Right.
Like
taking back their community.
Like a neighborhood watch.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Or maybe they set up like a system where they check in on each other.
Okay.
Especially on like vulnerable residents.
Like Sam.
Like Sam, exactly.
Yeah,
so it's like... sending this message, you know, that this behavior, this kind of behavior, it's not okay.
Yeah.
And that they're stronger together.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it goes beyond just Chad, you know.
Right.
This whole thing, it makes me think about like
what
we could be doing differently.
As a society.
Yeah. As a society. Yeah. Like what if we stopped focusing on just reacting to these situations and started focusing more on preventing them.
Okay, I like that.
In the first place.
So instead of waiting for things to like explode.
Yeah, exactly. What if we invested more in things like conflict resolution programs, community building initiatives, maybe even mental health resources?
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, like what if we gave people the tools to like deal with conflict in a healthy way?
Yeah, and to communicate better.
Yeah.
And to manage their emotions.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah, create this culture where respect and understanding are just like normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the exception.
Yeah, I like that.
And that starts in our neighborhoods.
Right.
In our communities.
Right, at the grassroots level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This whole deep dive, it's been a reminder of how quickly things can go wrong.
Yeah.
But it's also like a call to action, you know?
Yeah.
We can't just sit around and wait for these things to happen.
Right.
We have to do something.
Yeah.
We have to build stronger, more resilient communities.
So we've covered a lot today.
We have.
Yeah, from this specific neighbor dispute to like the bigger picture of how communities work.
Yeah, community well-being.
Yeah, we talked about conflict.
Yeah.
The psychology of it.
The role of the law.
Law enforcement.
And how important it is for communities to be resilient.
Yeah. And I think the takeaway here is we all have a role to play.
We do.
In creating these like safe, supportive communities.
Exactly. Whether it's just being a good neighbor, advocating for better resources, or just like having those tough conversations.
Yeah. Having those conversations about how we treat each other.
Exactly.
It's a good reminder that even when there's conflict, there's always hope.
There's always hope.
Yeah. For healing.
And connection.
Exactly.
Well, that's a wrap on this deep dive.
It is.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, even the smallest act of kindness can make a difference.
It can.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.